won first place. Winning the ISGB Jubilee Trophy in Varna and World Champions for 2019.
Big Rab Show.
The Big Rab Show.
Big Rab Show.
Big Rab Show.
The Big Rab Show podcast is very kindly sponsored by G1 Reeds. They are the champion's choice with bands such as Simon Fraser University, Inverarian District, and many, many more playing G1 products. So check out g1reeds.com as they keep the lights on here at the Big Rab Show podcast.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Yes, hello and welcome to another Big Rab Show podcast. And as you may have guessed by the title of this week's episode, yep, it's absolute nonsense. Do you seriously think that was going to be the end? No, of course not. Welcome. This is the show for the bagpiping folk, and we are here to stay, regardless of what the... I wish I could swear on here. Regardless of what the rumors are, we are going nowhere. Let's just say that, set it in stone, put it in concrete. The Big Rab Show is going nowhere, so please don't pay attention to the rumors. We've been contacted by a whole load of people this past week saying that the Big Rab Show is going off the air. What's going on? The season's finished. Big Rab Show's going. It's gone. It's by and all this nonsense. Absolute nonsense. I don't know where you people have heard this. I have no clue at all. But let me lay waste to the rumors and say that we are not going anywhere. The Big Rab Show is here to stay. And I'm going to America for a week to play and stuff, but we're not going anywhere. The Big Rab Show will continue. And yes, just because I'm back playing again does not mean the death knell for the Big Rab Show. Let me tell you that for nothing, Jack. Yes. Yeah, forgive me for the introduction and stuff. I'm sure I got a lot of people going, oh my God. So, no, we're not going anywhere at all. And in fact, that's what this week's topic of the week is about. Rumors and just how quickly they spread. And then, I don't know, it seems to become one thing being a rumor suddenly to being something that, oh, that's confirmed fact. I've had people actually call to my house this week saying, hey, Rab, what's this? I hear you're pulling the plug on the radio show and the podcast and all. What? No. Absolute nonsense. So I really got my back up. So, yeah, we're not going anywhere at all, people. So, yes, let that be known. Spread it throughout the land. Jump on a horse and shout it from the top of your voice. Big Rab's going nowhere. That's right. Yeah, each and every week we bring you all the latest piping news and views, and that's what we're here for. And we will not be going anywhere, so do not fear, do not pay attention to the rumor. We're going nowhere. Anyway, welcome. If this is your first Big Rab Show, then you are very welcome. We are the show for the bagpiping folks. So if it's got bagpipes in it, around it, or near it at all, then we are the show for you. Bringing you all the latest news and views and gossip and rumours and all that other nonsense from the bagpiping world. And we're in the thick of it at the minute. We are in the middle of transfer season, as it's affectionately known. And yeah, we're getting tons of rumours at the minute. And some of them good, some not so good, and all of them nonsense, I have to say. So yeah, we very rarely report on rumour here on the Rab Show. We do get a lot of it sent to us. A lot of gossip and stuff does get sent to us as fact. And then whenever we go to check it with the actual source, we go to the band, we go to the actual individual, or we go to the company, or whoever is involved. And we try to get actual physical confirmation. Is this true? Nine times out of ten is, where'd you hear that? That's total nonsense. So there's been a lot of nonsense this last number of weeks, and this one has kind of brought it to a head. Yes, I don't know where this story started saying that the Rab Show was off, but It's not. We're not going anywhere. Anyway, let's fly on. A lot of people actually really enjoyed last week's podcast with the guys at Rhythm Monster. So thank you to everyone. We got a lot of emails from people actually asking how they can sign up and stuff. And it's very simple. I just give them a link to the website. Told them not to forget to use our promo code because that gives them money off as well. So yeah, thanks to the guys at Rhythm Monster. And yes, they have launched their quite exciting new project called Pad Lab. Have you seen it? If you haven't, then go and check it out right now. They have a free version of Pad Lab up there now, and it's really, really cool, and I can finally talk about it. Basically, it's like an online learning tool that gives you the drum score in one half of your screen. On the other half of the screen is a video of someone playing that drum score. So, you know, it could be Kerry McQuillan, it could be Garth McLees, it could be, you know, any of the slew of drummers that those guys have filmed throughout those past few years. So the whole thing that makes Pad Lab unique is that you can repeat certain bars. The video is also synced up with the drum score, so, you know, say you're getting stuck on a certain phrase or whatever, you can repeat that over and over and over again. Watch the guy's hands as well as watching the score to see how it sounds and how it's written down and everything. Incredible stuff. You can speed it up, you can slow it down, you can even play it backwards if you want. You give yourself like count-ins and all this stuff, play it in slow-mo so you can break it all down into the small minute parts. Really, really cool. I think you can zoom in and out to the person's hands and zoom in and out of the actual score music and stuff. So much stuff. I've been using it now since the pre-release. I've managed to get a little bit of a sneak peek behind it. And it was, I don't know, it's the best tool, and I honestly do think it has revolutionized the way that I certainly look at reading, because I'm kind of learning how to read drum score music at the moment. And yeah, very exciting stuff over there at Rhythm Monster. I would urge you to go along, check out the website, especially now they've launched this new product. It's definitely going to be worth the price of a subscription, trust me. Especially whenever you open those doors to their subscriber-only back room, it's just a world of drum music in there. It's incredible stuff. Anyway, so I hope you managed to enjoy last week's podcast. And yes, we do have future podcasts in the pipeline for you. Pipeline, see what I did there? jokes is not my strong point. But yeah, we've got tons of stuff coming your way. We have a load of new podcasts. And yeah, we're not going anywhere. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, if you would like to help support the show, you can. Please go along and join us on Patreon, where tons of extra content currently lives. Loads of stuff that would never see the light of day on Fuse FM, or indeed here on the podcast. There's a lot of stuff back there that would never see the light of day. So stuff that hits the cutting room floor. We have exclusive interviews, lots of backstage videos and stuff, little clips and things from performances. Just a load of exclusive stuff that's just there for Patreon supporters. So for $5 a month, you can help support the show and be, yeah, satisfied in the knowledge that you're helping support all of the content that we're managing to produce throughout this year and future years. Yes. Okay, so that's a shameless plug for Patreon and for the guys at Rhythm Monster. Why not? Okay, let's get into the thick of it, shall we? Let's get into listener mail. Now, last week, I did kind of complain that we didn't get any listener mail, really. We got a few. We also had a bit of a complaint saying we didn't get any voicemails, for shame. But this week changed that. Yay! We got a voicemail. Yay!
How's it going, Red? Andrew Sullivan here. I heard that you're a little dry on the voicemails, so I figured I'd call in and say hi. I've been listening to the show over the past couple of weeks, regarding, you know, you had your world's predictions and then your post-world's wrap up. I myself made predictions as well, and like you and a lot of the other people on the panel, got a lot of them wrong for the top six on for the grade one. And it's always a fun thing doing that. Really enjoyed having that the panel that you had in the barn or in the hut there. Kind of added a different dimension to the show, and maybe that could be a rap show feature in the future. I heard that You're thinking about picking up the chanter? And all I have to say is just like Nike, just do it. Just, it's great. The more cross-trained, you know, pipe man people we have, the better we are, the better everybody else is. And I think you'll do fine. You can use this as a kind of a good bonding experience with your daughter. You both learn, and maybe she can teach you a thing or two until you get up to speed. With the pipes, the Rhythm Monster chat that you had with those guys was quite enjoyable, and looking forward to seeing what new things they have going on in their website, their program. I've been I signed up for them, and I've been using it a bit. Have the sticks and pad up in the dresser at home, so you know, every time I walk by, I play a little bit here and there. So I know how it feels like, you know, you're getting the sticks back up, and you're coming to the U.S., which is kind of cool, talking about getting the sticks back up. So I hope you have a great time over here in America, and I'd say if I was around when you were going to be around, I'd say maybe make a visit up north, up in New Jersey, and hopefully this won't be your last trip to the States. Hopefully you'll make a return trip in the future. So that's basically all I got. Hope all is well, and keep on doing what you're doing. All right, bye for now.
Wow. Thank you, Andrew. Awesome to have a voicemail. It's great just to get an extra voice on the show. So thank you very much for getting in contact with us. Now, just to address some of the points in your voicemail. Still dying of the lurgy. Yeah, I'm dead excited about going to the States. In fact, that's next week's episode, by the way. For everyone listening right now, I need you to email me in your tips. All right, you guys living in the United States who go to competitions on the regular, I need to know your hints and tips in surviving a competition weekend in the United States. What things do I need to be prepared for? What things do I really need to look out for as being points of interest and stuff like that? I am so excited to be going to Stone Mountain Games. I just don't know what to expect. The research I've been doing online and stuff, I've been seeing little video clips and things, but nothing really that's comprehensive that really tells me exactly what I'll expect once I walk through those gates. So I'm all sorts of excited for this. Seriously, can't wait for it. So I want you guys to kind of help my experience when I'm over there. I want you to kind of email me in your hints and tips and things to look out for whenever I'm there at the Stone Mountain Games, so I can definitely make a point to see them and experience them and do all of that kind of stuff when I'm there. If anything, what I'm trying to get at is that I really want to maximize my time when I'm there. I do not want to waste a single second. I want to be able to over there and just have the best crack. So email me your tips and hints and all that sort of stuff for surviving a competition weekend. And also, what are the highlights that you would certainly point me in the direction of? Keeping in mind that I will also be competing. Yes, I will be competing with the guys at North Texas. So I'm actually dead excited for that. You know, we've been rehearsing away here in Northern Ireland, so just chipping away at the sets and stuff and enjoying playing. But actually can't wait to get in the actual core, because at the minute we've been chipping away on my own, myself and Winston, and we've just been, you know, just welting away here in sunny Northern Ireland, but essentially there is only the two of us. So yeah, cannot wait to get the rest of the guys around me, and I'll also playing these tunes with some pipers. It would just be a great crack. I'm really looking forward to playing. Just really enjoying making music again. Do you know what I mean? I know it's cheesy and sounds kind of corny, but it's true. I'm really enjoying playing again. So, hey, it is what it is. It started the rumor machine, and everyone's like, oh no, that's it. Rob's going. He's playing again. Bye-bye, Rob Show. No, sir. So, yeah, dead excited to be back playing again, and yeah, the chanter thing. That brings me on to the next email in the listener mail this week. A shout out goes to Jamie. He says, hey, Big Rob, I'm a big fan of the show, and I'm just writing to encourage you to follow through on your threat of taking up piping. It was a bit of a threat, wasn't it? He said, like you, I began my pipe band career as a snare drummer. But unlike you, I put it all aside for 25 years while I finished school and raised a family. Last fall, I decided to re-enter the pipe band life, this time as a piper. I found a great local instructor, but I'm also a member of the dojo, which I find is a great tool for motivation, as well as for filling in the gaps for things like P-Brook. I started piping with a local pipe band last spring, but like many bands, we are short on snare drummers, so this past summer I picked up the sticks again and competed in the snare line. All of this to say, it is possible to play both instruments, and I think it has given me a better appreciation for both. I just signed up with Rhythm Monster this week, and I'm so excited to get started. Keep up the great work, Jamie. Jamie, thanks, mate. And if anything, a tick courage in that. And yes, I have been, I can't say I've been learning. I've been kind of footering, if that's even such a word. Everyone in Northern Ireland knows what that word is. Perhaps some people in Scotland might know it, but you guys in the States may not, or Canada or Australia. Footering means fiddling or just messing around, I suppose, with it. I've kind of just been playing scales and stuff and just getting used to the idea of having to blow steady on a practice chanter. So it's been, I don't know, the longest time. The last time I had a practice chanter in my hand, it was possibly at a house party when I was like, I don't know, 19, 20-ish, and I already had a feed of whiskey in me, and I thought, give us that chanter and I'll play it. Yay, lethal. And found I couldn't play it. So that was, I think it was the last time I had a practice chanter in my hand, and for good reason. So yeah, I've just been playing scales and stuff, and you know, I've been playing with trying to get the book out again and possibly self-teaching myself and all that kind of stuff. But that whole self-taught nonsense will very quickly end, because my daughter is currently learning how to pipe. I've been telling you guys this before. And she now has actually graduated onto Highland Pipes, which is kind of awesome. So she's learning how to blow and keep steady tone, all that sort of stuff. So we're going through that process at the moment, that whole kind of bedding in of how to blow a set of pipes as well as play them. So in the process, Andrew Shilliday, of course, is coming down to our house, my own home here, and he's given private lessons to my daughter. And as a result of Andy being here, he says, well, I'm going to be there anyway. Why don't you throw a chanter in your hand, Rab, and have a go at it? So Andrew is actually going to give me some piping lessons. So cheers, Andy. I'm looking forward to that. Do you know, so yeah, I don't know. I know very, very little about piping in general. I know what I like, and I know that whenever I'm listening and I hear something cool, I know it's cool, and I know when it's played well, but I also know when it's played bad. I just don't want to embarrass myself. Do you know what I mean? Well, if anything, I don't know. I'm starting this at nearly the age of 40, you know, so I've started late. Dare say I'm not going to reach any kind of a competitive level by any means, but at least if I could play a tune at a house party or something, that would be all I would really want, you know what I mean? And let's face it, whenever you consider our current world champion pipe major, Mr. Stuart Little, have you ever heard that guy hit a snare drum? Oh my God. Stuart Little is an amazing snare drummer. You might not think it, but that guy knows his way around a set of sticks. My word. Yeah, trust me, throw it into YouTube or Google or wherever you're listening right now and just Google it. Stuart Little drum. Drum salute, I think it is. Yeah, drum salute or drum score or something like that. I can't remember just off the top of my head. But yeah, I Googled it last week and I think he was playing the Max Rain salute and stuff. Note perfect, never made a fluff, just, oh, I don't know, that guy's just incredibly talented. Any wonder he's down for a big Rab Show award for Legend of the Year. That brings me on to the next topic, the big Rab Show awards. Now, I'm not going to wibble on about them, okay, because that's possibly coming up. Well, in fact, no, I know I said next week was my podcast about, surviving in the United States was possibly the week after, because I just realized next week we're announcing the winners of the Big Rab Show Awards. Yes, I'm all sorts of excited for this. The voting for the Rab Show Awards closes on Sunday, actually. Dang, Sunday, that's pretty close. So, yeah, voting all closes on Sunday, the 6th of October. So, depending on when you're listening to this, the voting window may have already closed. But like I said, I mentioned this on previous podcasts, if you want your favourite to win, you need to go and vote for them, alright? It's very simple. If you don't vote for your favourite, then they have no chance of winning. If you do vote for them, then hey, at least you've done your bit, you know what I mean? And I have to say, I checked the results this week before I went on air on Fuse this past week on Tuesday night there. And we were chatting all about the awards again live on Fuse. And to say that some of the categories are incredibly close right now. That I just checked them before I come out here to record tonight. Some of them are, I think, literally within 4 votes between first place and second place. And we don't give awards for second place. We only give winners. So when you consider there's 4 votes in it in certain categories, I'm not going to tell you which categories they are, but these guys, they are so, so close. It's ridiculous. So, yes, go now. Do your part before the voting closes on the 6th of October. Place your vote for your favourite. Then you can sit back on your sofa and wait for the results, knowing that you've done your part. There you go. Shameless plug. Excuse me for all the coughing and splurting, by the way. I'm still dosed with the lurgy. I know. Copious amount of hot whiskies and all that sort of stuff. Paracetamols and all blah, blah, blah. And I'm still no shifting this here. Deadly. So I did ask you guys to email me in any tips to get rid of this here. BigRabShow@gmail.com. And I didn't get any. So there you go. Any quick tips for getting rid of man flu? I don't know. Yeah, I know the hot whiskey one, so I'll keep working away at that, yeah. Grand. So, thanks again to everyone, by the way, who's been emailing in. BigRabShow@gmail.com. And it's great to have voicemail on that. So, yeah, if you would like to email us in, that is our email address. BigRabShow@gmail.com. Plus, please send us in voicemails. We do love hearing from you. And your voice can be a part of the show. Ask us questions, suggest a topic of the week, or even just to say hello to our Jimmy, who lives down the end of the road. That would be cool. Yeah, love to hear from you. All right. Let's get into the thick of things, shall we? Let's get into the piping news. All right. That, I don't know. People are always looking at their watch at this stage going, it's 20 minutes into the podcast, mate, and you're only getting to the news now? I know. Terrible stuff. All right. Let's talk about a bit of a quite an exciting event that's happening. On the Saturday and Sunday, November 22nd to the 24th. Friday, Saturday, Sunday even. Sorry, 3 days. 22nd to the 24th of November. The Ponoco Workshop. I think I've pronounced that right. I possibly haven't. P-O-C-O-N-O. Ponoco. I think that's how you pronounce it. Ponoco Workshop is happening in November, which is a weekend of solid piping and drumming tuition and all sorts of amazingness. Wait till you hear this. So this is going to be held at the Inn Ponoco Manor, which is just outside New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. Less than 2 hours from New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia is what I meant to say. Jakers, oh, Rab, read your script. Yeah. So apparently the location for this is quite luxurious. It's like a real, I don't know, hot spot for people to head to. And yeah, this is going to be full of pipers and drummers. Because whenever you look at the list of instructors that you have here, I'll just pick out some of the names for you. Pipe Major Stuart Little, Pipe Sergeant Alistair Henderson. We also have Stephen McWhirter. We have Mick O'Neill. We have Danielle Hamilton, Andrew Elliott, Christina Hanks. Do I need to go on? This reads of like a who's who of the bagpiping world, to be honest. So, for full information, go to PonocoWorkshop.com, where you need to register your spot, get yourself booked on and everything, because these spots will fill up rapidly. Now, like I said, this is all tuition and everything from some of the top people in the piping game, current world champions, no doubt. But also, they're also going to be giving a bit of a ceilidh and a bit of a hooly after the whole thing as well. So, kind of reminds me of a little bit like Winterstorm, but this one seems to be a lot more specialized, whereas they're more focusing on the tuition aspect of it. So whereas Winterstorm's more competitiveness as well as tuition and stuff, all of that. So shout out to the Ponoco Workshop. That sounds actually quite interesting. Yeah. Okay, the Belfast International Tattoo. We are miles away from the Belfast Tattoo next year, but they are offering the early bird tickets. Yes, so if you are interested in heading along to the next Belfast International Tattoo, you can now go and book your tickets for next year. And you get money off. They're called Early Bird Specials. So go to the BelfastInternationalTattoo.com, or indeed you can go to the SSE Arena box office and you'll get your special early bird discount. So yeah, if you are considering going to the tattoo, and let's face it, why wouldn't you? All you have to do is go back and listen to the podcast that we produced from the tattoo and from previous tattoos, and you'll know yourself just how amazing an event it is. Top class stuff. Yes. On to the next event that's going to be happening here in sunny Northern Ireland. The Blackthorn Piping Society opens its doors again on the 16th of October. And their featured piper is Ashley McMichael from the mighty Field Marshal. And of course, our 2019 All-Ireland Champion Piper.
Awesome!
Fantastic stuff. Can't wait to see Ashley there at the Blackthorn Piping Society. So there you go. It's in the Discover Ulster Scots Centre there in Belfast, 16th of October. And it's totally free. A lot of people actually keep asking me, oh, how much does that cost then? Is it ticketed? It's not ticketed. You just walk in off the street and get, you know, treated to some world-class piping. It's incredible. So there you go. Shout out to the Blackthorn Piping Society. 16th of October. Okay, Jim Kilpatrick, percussion, has been quite busy this last while. He made a bit of a special announcement this week. He announced the appointment of Rachel Tom as Business Development Manager. Now, those who know Rachel quite well, you know, yeah, of course everyone knows who Rachel is. I think she was the youngest person in history to ever win the World Solo Drumming Championship. She won it when she was just 18. So there you go. So, reading the proper statement, Jim Kilpatrick Percussion today announced that World Solo Drumming Champion Rachel Tom has been appointed as Business Development Manager. Do you like my newsreader voice? There you go. Tom has been involved in many projects over the past 18 months with Jim Kilpatrick Percussion, doing masterclasses and clinics. And yeah, she made history whenever she won the Worlds in 2018. So she'll now be the Business Development Manager for Jim Kilpatrick Percussion, and Rachel will be working towards an exciting future and be part of an expansion into new markets globally. Ooh. Jim Kilpatrick Percussion is moving into an exciting new phase with products for the pipe band, military and marching world. Ooh, so that's interesting. It actually shows that Jim Kilpatrick now is looking outside of the bagpiping world. So he's looking towards military, marching, you know, kind of DCI kind of stuff, I can imagine. Very interesting. So to see this new appointment from Rachel, we want to wish you the best of luck. Rachel, have a good one. Yeah, and no better person for the job. Extremely talented drummer. So yeah, shout out to you, Rachel. Very, very exciting times. There you go. Shout out to Jim Kilpatrick Percussion. Okay, now we are talking about the Big Rab Show Awards and the voting closing and everything. Well, voting is now open for the MG Alba Scots Trad Music Awards 2019. Do you think they're copying us? Yeah, the Scots Trad Awards this year, 2019, voting is now open. All you have to go is Scots Trad Music Awards 2019.com, and you can find it up there. Scots Trad Music Awards, actually. And you just go and find it, and the link's all up there, and you can vote for your favourite trad album, your favourite act, best live act, new best newcomer, blah, blah, blah. All your usual categories that you normally see as part of the Trad Awards are all up there now and all open for your public vote. So go and have a check on that. And yeah, we'll keep you posted on who our possible nominees and our winners are once the Trad Awards roll around. Okay, Cleland Memorial Pipe Band here in sunny Northern Ireland. Yoo-hoo! They're holding a coffee morning and bun sale. So if you like coffee and buns, then why not go along and help raise some funds for the band? This will be held on Saturday the 2nd of November in the Scout Hall in Blue Avenue in Bangor. 10 a.m. to 12:30, and yeah, coffee and buns, what's not to love? So the band doing a spot of fundraising. Also, another band doing a spot of fundraising is the Las Vegas Pipe Band. Yo! Man, if anything, I would love to go to one of these events that the Las Vegas Pipe Band runs, because they seem to be extremely popular. Of course, they have their Celtic Thanksgiving. I think this is the 7th one that they are running now, because they're calling it Celtic Thanksgiving number 7. Also, they have their whiskey tasting, their annual whiskey tasting event. And that just sounds like all sorts of awesome, because you're just ticking every box there. I think they call it pipes and pours. So, yeah, bagpipes plus whiskey equals one very happy rab. I wish I could get to that. So, shout out to the guys at the Las Vegas Pipe Band. If you are interested in any of those two events coming up, I think around November time, around Thanksgiving and after that, then go and check that out. It's all on their social media, the Las Vegas Pipe Band. Full details on there, how to get tickets and all that sort of stuff are all up there, or will be up there very soon. And so, yeah, we'll keep you posted on that. I have one event that I would love to get to. Okay, now we've had some pipe band announcements recently. Yeah, some bands actually in recruitment mode. Some bands actually in appointment mode. It's been a lot of moving and shaking this last week. Now, last week's podcast, we did speak about a load of new appointments, new pipe majors, new lead tippers, all that sort of stuff. Well, I'm going to read through, a bit of a list. Hashtag lists. No surprise there, hashtag lists. But yeah, there's a number of bands out there who are busy in recruitment mode. And if any of these bands do pique your interest, I would urge you, go along to their social media, be it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you can find them, and get in touch with them. All of these bands are very keen to get in touch with players, be they beginner level or advanced. They want to hear from you. So shout out goes to Cooper Angus Pipe Band. Yep, they are mad keen to hear from new players, be it from an experienced level or beginner. Cooper Angus may be the band for you. So if you are interested, give them a shout. Also, the City of Newcastle Pipe Band in England. Yeah, City of Newcastle, Newcastle upon Tyne, I have to ask, or add even. Yeah, competing in Grade 3A this incoming season, they are asking you to contact them via their Facebook page, or you can email them, aclark5j@gmail.com. That's not a very memorable email address, is it? But hey, there you go. So, the City of Newcastle Pipe Band have new leadership of Andy Clark and Rob Tarbett. Of course, Rob is the new lead tipper, Andy is the pipe major, and they're looking to bolster their ranks. They're looking to strengthen things going into 3A this incoming season, so wish you as well, guys. Also, let me see, what other bands? Glenrothes and District. Yeah, Glenrothes and District Pipe Band are also in recruitment mode, having been newly promoted to Grade 3B for the 2020 season. They're very keen to hear from everyone possible. So if you would like to go and hit the drums or even lift the chanter with the guys at Glenrothes, then they want to hear from you. You can contact them, of course, over social media, or indeed you can get in contact with ourselves here in the Big Rab Show and we will put you in contact. Yeah. Okay, let me see. Bessbrook, Crimson Arrow are also on the recruitment drive. They are looking for specifically learner pipers, learner drummers, and learner tenor drummers. They have a bit of a teaching thing going on there at Bessbrook at the moment. And they're looking specifically for learners. So if you are interested in picking up the sticks for the first time, then consider going to Bessbrook Crimson Arm. Also, if you are experienced in any way and you'd like to help bolster the ranks in their Grade 4A band, then definitely give them a shout. Or indeed, you can get in contact with us here in the Rab Show and we will put you in contact. But Bessbrook, as well as every other band out there, has all the usual points of contact. Yep, on their social medias. Also, a band that's busy in recruitment mode is the Vale of Athol Pipe Band. Now, everyone loves the Vale, and whenever we read the announcement that the Vale was actually taking a step back, it was kind of heartbreaking, to be honest. So it's great to see that they're now still building. They're looking to strengthen their Grade 3A band as well as their Grade 4B band for this up-and-coming season. So they're asking all interested pipers and drummers to get in contact with the pipe major or the lead drummer, particularly if you're interested in becoming part of the Grade 3 band, because, yeah, they're really looking to try and bolster their ranks in Grade 3A. So, yeah, get in contact with Mark Stewart, of course, or a lead drummer, Bongo McNabb, which I think is a brilliant name. Awesome stuff. Or, of course, you can get them on their social media, as always. Yeah. Another band that's in recruitment mode are Tully Lagan. Tully Lagan Pipe Band, of course, but this is for their I think it's for the development band, as far as I understand. But, yeah, yes, their development band, their teaching program and everything that they have going on there at Tully Lagan is just second to none. So they are looking for people out there to take up the opportunity to be a part of the development band. And they're also looking for experienced players as well as they're progressing up the levels in the pipe band world. So if you are interested, you can contact either Jackie or Andrew Shilliday, of course, or any member of Tully Lagan Pipe Band, as they look forward to this next incoming season with both their development band and their senior band. So if you are interested, you can contact Tully Lagan Pipe Band. There you go. Also, a shout out to Klaus Kelt, actually. Now, this one was quite interesting. A lot of people were going, what? Yeah, Klaus Kelt actually have a bit of a development band ongoing at the moment. Now, apparently this is going to be pitched at complete beginners. So if you are a snare drummer, piper, tenor drummer, whatever, and you're just wanting to kind of get into the piping world, I guess, and, you know, go through that whole development system with the guys at Klaus Kelt, then they want to hear from you. You can contact any member of Klaus Kelt Band You can drop them an email, klauskeltpb@gmail.com. And yeah, if you are a beginner or novice, or maybe you've played a wee bit, not much, not much, don't have a pile of experience, then there you go. You can get in contact with any member of Klauskelt Band and they want to hear from you. Also, another band on the recruitment drive is Bally Breest.
Team Breest.
Awesome stuff. Now, yeah, I'm dead excited to see Bally Breest actually reaching out and trying to get players for this incoming season. Bodes well. They're looking for learner and development classes to be filled with pipers and drummers and drum majoring, of course. But also they're looking for experienced members as well to try and fill the ranks and try and get pushed out for this incoming season. If you are interested, you can contact Arnold Mitchell on arnold.mitchell100@yahoo.co.uk. Or indeed you can contact them through their social media as always. Or indeed even ourselves here in the Big Ram Show. Yeah, there you go. So shout out to the guys at Bally Breest. Now, there's tons of bands at the minute. They are so busy in recruitment mode, it's just, it makes your head spin. So that's why us on the Big Rab Show, we run this every year, actually. We run the Big Rab Show matchmaking service. Yeah, so far this year, we've managed to pair only two people to new bands, and that's, now I say only because this time last year we had a lot more people get involved with the matchmaking service, and people actually think it's a joke whenever I'm saying that. No, it's very real. And a lot of people email us and say, hey Rab, I live in Portrush area, can you put me in contact with a band that's near me and needs a beginner tenor drummer? No problem. I start doing the legwork, I reach out to different bands in the area and say, hey, I have a tenor drummer here, wants to learn. Have you guys got a spot for them? You know, have you got a tutor that can maybe teach them? Are you interested in getting another player? Da-da-da. And then I kind of swap numbers and everything, put the band in contact with the player and vice versa. And yeah, that's how it works. It's like blind date in a way. You know, it's weird. I'm like setting people up. It's awesome. So there you go. Grant, so if you do wish to avail of it, you can just email us in bigrabshow@gmail.com and say, hey Rab, I would like to go and play in a band from just give me an area, a geographical location is preferable. You know, saying to me that you're willing to travel could tell me, oh great, so you live in Draperstown, which is just outside my hometown of Marafelt, and you could go and play on Hawthorne, you know. Awesome. Well, what about the city of Brisbane? You can go play with them guys. Or even better, what about the Las Vegas Pipe Band? There's an exotic location for you. So, you know, be realistic. Give me a location that you are willing to travel to, and I will certainly try and put you in contact with any band that is willing to have you, and vice versa. There you go. Also, let's give another shout out to another new appointment. Mid Argyle Pipe Band made a bit of an announcement this week, and they are announcing a brand new pipe sergeant. Congratulations goes to Jamie or Jay Baxter. Well done, Jamie. Jamie Baxter is the brand new pipe sergeant there, and he brings with him a wealth of experience. Let's just say that. So, apparently, I think he was a member of Inverarian District for the longest time, competing with them in Grade 1 from 2013 all the way through to 2016 when he finally made the jump back to Mid Argyle. Now, I don't know, might need a fact check me there, but I think that's correct. So I think he played with Inverary for like 3 years, and he then made the jump back to Mid Argyle in 2016. So Jamie said in a statement that I have in front of me, he says, I'm delighted to be appointed as pipe sergeant. It's come at a time where the band is playing at possibly the highest standard, and certainly at a more competitive level. With the band moving up to 3B, I am looking forward to helping the band progress and the partnership between myself and pipe major Craig Lang. There you go. Awesome stuff. So, yeah, that's quite an exciting appointment there for Mid Argyle Pipe Band. I wish you well, Jimmy. So, Mid Argyle, you know, climbing the ranks, and that's what you want to see. Love to see bands doing well. So, yeah, very interesting. We'll be keeping an eye on that. Okay, Saturday, the 5th of October. See something quite exciting happening down under. The New Zealand Young Piper of the Year. This is awesome, by the way. I managed to watch this whenever it was first on, and some of the talent in here, so many incredibly talented kids playing in this. Simply amazing. And the playing. as I would say, some of these kids would melt your face with some of the tunes that they play, man. It's insane. So Saturday, 5th of October, all the details for all the live stream are now currently available on NZ Young Piper of the Year. They have their own Facebook page or the Big Book page. Go and check them out. All the details are all up there. Details about the live streaming, your order of play, and your link and everything that you need to click on to go and watch the whole thing. And guess what? I'll be watching it, of course. Try and keep me away. Now, granted, the time difference is kind of... it's going to suck between the UK and New Zealand, but I will do my best to try and keep up to date with everything that's happening with the Young Piper of the Year. It's definitely a real great competition, but like I said, with some amazing music being played, definitely worth checking out. So that's this weekend, actually, Saturday, the 5th of October. There you go. On to other news of an event that's coming very soon. Now, not just the World Solos in October, not just the Glymphitic that's around the corner as well, but another quite large event that's coming in November. Shots and Dykehead Junior Piping and Drumming Championships. Yes. Now, this event just continues to get bigger and bigger each and every year. And we reported about this last year, about just how big the event was. Apparently, they were turning people away at the door. Yeah. So this year, 30th of November, 2019, in Calderhead High School. Yeah. Now, if you are interested in heading to this event, you are urged. Go to Shots and Dykehead's website now for full ticket information and how you can get in through the door. Also, information on how to get your entry forms in, your plan requirements, all that stuff is all available now on the Shots and Dykehead website. Full information on the event, it's all up there. Now, suffice to say, you've been warned, this event last year was packed to the rafters. You couldn't get through the door even if you tried. So you've been warned. If you do intend to going to this, go along now, grab your tickets, ensure yourself a seat so you're not disappointed. I did get a number of complaints from people last year saying, I drove all the way up to that thing and I couldn't get in. Well, did you have a ticket? No. Well, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, man? Anyway, so there you go. You've been warned. Go to the Shots and Dykehead's website and give you full information on there. Okay. Shout out to Letterkenny and District Pipe Band. Yeah, and one of their drum majors actually is going to San Francisco. San Francisco. Yes, they're holding a bit of a fundraising night. A quiz night, actually, in Laurel Vale Cricket Club in Tandragee. Yeah, Friday the 18th of October, and it's going to be starting at 8 p.m. All proceeds on the night are going towards Jamie Lee, who will be competing in San Francisco with the County Armagh Drum Majors in 2020. Tickets are £5 a person, and there's 6 people per table. It's going to be all sorts of great crack. Like I said, all proceeds go towards helping support Jamie Lee, who's heading to San Francisco, so why not go along? There you go. That's in Laurel Vale Cricket Club, 18th of October. There you go. Now, on the 19th of October, St. Thomas Alumni Pipe Band are holding a celebration event. Yes! Now, wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, 2019 season end celebration is being held by St. Thomas Alumni Pipe Band Saturday, October 19th at 7 p.m. in the Richmond Arms Pub. Now, what's not to love about that? Now, please tell me that St. Thomas Alumni will be actually performing at this, because if not... come on, you missed a trick there, guys. I really hope that they are going to be performing at this. That would be worth the price of admission just to go and see those guys play. That would be incredible. So there you go. There's a date for your calendar. An end-of-season celebration event. Definitely worth catching. Okay. On to some Big Rab Show news. I have to give a shout-out and congratulations to Andrew Johnson. Andrew Johnson, he had won our silent auction for 2 signed shirts. Remember, we were auctioning these off silently for the Kids with Cancer charity for the City Hospital, the Children's Cancer Unit in the City Hospital. One shirt was signed by every lead tipper in Grade 1, and the other one was signed by every pipe major in Grade 1. That competed at this year's Worlds. Well, they were auctioned off, and we actually raised quite a bit of money for charity, which was just awesome. So thank you, Andrew. You are a very proud winner, and yeah, your shirts should be in the mail to you very soon, buddy. And yeah, I dare say these will be 2 things that will be just looking incredible on your practice room wall. So yes, again, I have to say a massive congratulations and thank you to Andrew. You've managed to raise quite a lot of money for a great, well-deserved charity. So, thank you. There you go. Hope you enjoy your prize. Okay. Also, a bit of a shameless plug to the North Texas Caledonian Pipes and Drums, who will be holding their first annual golf tournament. Golf? Now, this is news to me. I don't know of any other pipe band out there who hold golf tournaments. This is going to be held on October the 28th, and it's going to be held at, the Tribute at Lake Louisville, I think. There you go. If you are interested, you can contact Don Shannon. He's given his phone number there. Plus, you can contact any member of North Texas Caledonian, apart from me, because I don't actually know whereabouts it is. But for full information, of course, on how to register and all of that sort of stuff, and, why not head along, enjoy a day's golfing, and help raise some much-needed funds to the guys of North Texas in a bit of a golf tournament, which is all sorts of interesting. There you go. Grand. That's it for the piping news this week. It's been actually kind of like, funny this week. A lot of appointments, a lot of still moving and shaking and all that heading, in the direction of definitely settling in for the winter. We're now getting past the point where bands are, gone through their AGMs, and we're now looking, appointments have been made, and bands are now furious in the construction stage is what I call this next bit. You have the appointment stage. First of all, you have the shuffle stage, where everyone shuffles around, moves different bands. Then you have the appointment stage, when everyone starts getting put into positions of power, like new pipe majors, new lead drummers. Then you have the construction phase, which is when everyone goes to ground. Everyone disappears. You hear from no one in the bagpiping world for like a series of 4 weeks. And that's when everyone is in band halls furiously arranging and writing and learning and doing that whole creative thing. That 4 week window in the bagpiping world here in the UK, everything shuts down. And I guess that's where people started talking about rumours that I was going places. Not answering that question again. But we're in that kind of construction phase right now. What happens after the construction phase? Well, that's up for debate. Sometimes people say, the shuffle phase happens again, because people go through the construction phase and think, that's not going in a musical direction that I want, or perhaps the material's too difficult for me and I need to go and play somewhere else, or maybe the stuff is too easy and I need to go and play somewhere else a bit more advanced. So, we do go through that shuffle stage again, and then that's it. We hopefully lock in. We go through New Year's, and then we're into concert season, because every band loves to come out and start playing their new stuff in concerts. And then competition season starts again! Wow! So there we go. That's the kind of phases of the winter months, I think, for me. I don't know. You guys can possibly disagree and tell me what you think the phases are of the winter season. Am I the only one that thinks about this kind of stuff? I'm the biggest pipe band nerd sometimes. I kind of break it down into minute detail sometimes. Nerd! There you go. You can email me in bigrabshow@gmail.com. Am I the only nerd that looks at the piping world like that? I don't know. Anyway, we're now in the busy construction phase, so everyone will be dead quiet at the minute. But the rumour machine is certainly not quiet, because as a result of shuffle season and appointment season, then we're in the thick of rumour season. So, it's time for me to get myself a cup of tea. It's time for the topic of the week. LoneStarPiper.com. Serving the piping and drumming community in the United States for over 10 years. Featuring R.G. Hardy's full line of bagpipes, including Henderson's, and Gaelic theme lines of kilts and doublets, and bespoke Highland wear, including sporrans and cap badges. LoneStarPiper.com offer tailored payment plans on any set of bagpipes. If your drum corps needs a new look, then they can help you. With a full custom design from Andante Drums and custom bass heads from Evans and Remo. Lone Star Piper will also be distributing the latest Axial line from the British Drum Company. If you have any questions about any of the major brands they carry, you can contact Jeremy at sales@LoneStarPiper.com. LoneStarPiper.com. Check them out.
The Big Rap Show on Fuse FM, Balmain. Tuesday nights, 7 p.m. to 9. They are the show for the piping folk. It's reflecting everything from the bagpiping world. Celtic music, folk music, solo piping, and of course, pipe bands. Bagpipes are your thing? Tune in to The Big Rap Show. The Big Rap Show, Tuesday nights, 7 till 9, on Fuse FM Ballymoney.
Hi, this is Ross Ainsley, and you're listening to The Big Rap Show.
Yes indeed. Time for topic of the week. And sorry for scaring you all at the start of this week's podcast. It is not the end. We are not going anywhere. And if anything, I've had my eyes opened recently as to how quickly rumours can travel in the bagpiping world. Now, the bagpiping world, as I found, is absolutely huge. It is humongous just how big the bagpiping world is. Whenever I first kind of started this podcast and Radio Lark, I didn't really get an appreciation for just how many people love the Great Highland Bagpipe. Whenever I first started this nonsense, I thought, it would just be me kind of talking to maybe half a dozen of my mates, and that would be it. Well, it's kind of grown into something that I certainly can't control, and we now have like a team of people who help put this whole thing together. So, you know, it's just growing and growing and growing, and the bagpiping world is absolutely huge. But you would be surprised how quickly a story can spread in the bagpiping world. Lightning fast is not even it's an understatement. Like, I don't know, it's the number one thing everyone talks about in the band halls. As soon as you arrive into practice on an evening, you're like, hey, did you hear about such and such a band? Oh, I heard they had a massive row. Drummers walked out. What? Drummers walked out. Aye, they've no drum corps. And then they've only like three pipers around the table. That's them done now. Now, I'm sure you've heard conversations like that before. I'm sure of it. I can almost put money on it. So, you know, oh, that pipe major had a big row with the drummers, and now the drummers have all walked out. And then, I don't know, someone tried to... I don't know. So many different reasons and rumours and, thoughts behind band bust-ups and big dramas and, oh my God, guess who spilled whose pint and then hit him a slap and now they're not talking and now they're not in the band together anymore and that's why he's moved and played with this band instead and, oh, he said he was this and that boy was that and blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean? Rumours travel so quickly in the bagpiping world, and it's almost like Chinese whispers in a way as well. I don't know who the people are who start these stories, but they get juicier and juicier with each telling of the tale. So, yeah, one thing I really wanted to start and kind of talk about before we get into the whole topic of rumors, us here on the Big Rab Show, we never try to report rumor. Alright, now, as much as it's kind of cool to gossip and chat, and in a way I guess it's harmless, we all do it, we are all part of the bagpiping world, we all chat about, oh, guess what happened, oh, guess who's not talking to that guy, and who's not chatting to this fella, and guess who punched this guy, and guess, all that nonsense, all the backstagey gossip thing, it's, you know, kind of part of the furniture of the piping world. But as much as we engage in that, you know, we do like a good yarn, that's just what it is. It's a yarn. It's a tale. We never really report any story like that officially through any of our social media pages. We'd never discuss it here on the Rab Show podcast or even the radio show on Fuse or even on our Patreon page. We never really discuss rumour, hearsay, conjecture, anything that is not confirmed from either the source themselves or the band involved, the company involved, whatever. Unless we hear it from the horse's mouth. Yes, Rab, that's a fact. Then we never really report it. We never put it out there. Because we have a responsibility, believe it or not. Given the amount of people who now listen to our show weekly and follow us on social media and stuff, we would be kind of... We have a role of responsibility in the piping world to make sure that we get it right. You know, and if we constantly kind of just jump on the horse and say, whoa, that band's bust up now, yeah, oh, all their drums suddenly spontaneously caught fire one night, and now they've no drums, and oh, that's it, game over, bye-bye. You know, if we jump on every single story, and then as it comes about, and the band actually get wind of it and say, no, where'd you hear that? That's absolute nonsense. You know what I mean? We do not want to be caught on a tall tale, I think, is what we're trying to say. We never really report rumor. We only really try to report verified facts. And that's one thing. As much as people love sending us rumors and stories, and this past few weeks we've got quite a number of them, we always try to confirm the story with the actual source. So if you tell us, oh, this big name has moved to that big name, you should be talking about that on your radio show. So, first thing we do is we reach out to either the individual or the band involved and say, well, is this true? Has this happened? Has this person moved yet? If so, are you going to put a statement out? How are you going to announce this or anything? Or can we report the story? If it is true. Or if it's not true, then we just say, ah, well, you know, that's another story. Just to let you know, people are saying that this is happening and we'll move on. All right, so there you go. That's how the rumor machine works here on the Big Rab Show. Now, this week, we've heard rumors of drum corps storming out of band halls. Now, I have heard like three different stories of this happening this winter. Now, I'm not going to name the bands. I can't really, because if anything, I'm implicating myself in reporting a rumor. But I've heard from a number of different sources, oh yeah, oh, massive big row in that band hall that night. Oh, no, they won't even look at each other anymore, you know? But yeah, whenever you go to the actual people involved and say, hey, did this happen? You know, have you guys all walked out? What's the story? They always look at you as if you've just farted. You're, what? Rap? What? What are you talking about? Who told you that? That's absolute nonsense. Do you know? And the amount of times that's happened to me this past week as I have been trying to confirm stories, it's happening more times than enough now. So, I don't know. And I guess this is kind of, I don't know if it's a fault on our behalf or what, but I always like to confirm the story before we talk about it as fact. Do you know what I mean? Now, perhaps I'm throwing myself out onto the bus and I'm never going to be ahead of a story, if you know what I mean. One such website that can truthfully say that they are ahead of some stories would be pipesdrums.com. They are very quick to get to the source and actually confirm the story, whether it's truth or fiction, and be very quick to publish it. Us here in the Rab Show, however, we're just not that connected, it would appear. We don't seem to be as quick as pipesdrums.com. So, I don't know why that is, but I don't know. Perhaps we don't have the same pedigree as other possible pipe band reporters. But I'm not complaining by any means. What we're trying to get or portray is that we try our best to be accurate and make sure that we do our fact-checking before we report any story. Now, it would be cool to be the source of pipe band news out there and be able to jump on every horse and say that, yeah, this one's true, look at this one, yeah, look at this one. You know, this band's got a spanking brand new uniform and they got it all for free and a whole new set of McCallums and a whole new uniform. Everything's free because some lotto winner who lives down the street from them loves them and outfitted the whole band and, yeah, they're going to get free travel for 6 months and all this. Some of the stories that you hear are simply outlandish. And you just think to yourself, what kind of book have you been reading that you come up with such a tall tale? I have heard so many stories this past couple of weeks. I don't know. One of which that, yeah, really sparked the start of this week's show. I've heard it on good authority from so many people now that I apparently had planned to pull the plug on the Big Rab Show. And I don't know where this came from. Oh, one person said they would nearly put money on it. As soon as the Big Rab Show awards get announced this year, then that's it, we're pulling the plug. I'm stepping away from it because I'm back playing again and I've lifted the sticks instead of the microphone. Can I just say something? I don't know where this came from. It's completely fictional. I've already said that already. But yeah, I've lifted the sticks again. But I haven't set the mic down. If anything, I'm going to take the mic with me to Stone Mountain. So be prepared to be annoyed with a very annoying interviewer over there in the United States, chatting to everyone. I can't wait. So yeah, I guess, folks, what I'm trying to put across is rumour can be fun. We can be talking all about the different rumours and, oh, guess who had an argument and now they're not playing and then we're playing with these guys instead. And was that a bit of glory hunting? Is he looking in there because they're winning, or is he looking in there because he needed to get away from her because he tried to do a line wear and then she said no, knocked him back, and he's like, well, okay, fine, I'm going somewhere else. Oh, some of the stories can really make your head spin because they're so intricate. And, you know, you do actually find yourself thinking, well, is there a grain of truth in there because the story is so intricate? And then you actually go to the source and say, hey, see this story that we're being told, is it true or is it not? And then they look at you as if, what? No. So that's what we're finding a lot this week. Now, what I would kind of ask you on the topic of rumor, I did say, we all indulge in it. We all chat, we all kind of have a bit of a yarn about the bagpiping world. It's what happens, it's what we do. We're a very close-knit community and we all know each other very well. So, yeah, we chat to each other about stuff. But I have to warn, warn you to be cautious. It is fun to be involved in rumour and, oh, I've got a juicy story. But that juicy story could also be damaging. It could be damaging from the point of view of from someone's reputation. It could also be damaging from a band reputation or that of a company or anything like that as well. You know, rumor is one thing, but that's just what it is. It's rumor. But whenever people believe it as being actual fact, that's when it changes into something else. And that's what happened to us here in the Rab Show this past week, when I had people actually calling to my house and telling me, you better not switch that microphone off, lad, because if you switch the mic off, what are we going to do? For a Rab Show each week, where am I going to get my piping news? And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And the guy actually pushed his way in and sat down in my kitchen. And say, right, what are we going to do about this? You know, come on, you can't be walking away from this now. You know, you spent a long time doing this radio hang. You can't just walk away. What are you on? You drinking? What's going on? I have no idea. The last time I had people call to my house is whenever the live streaming debacle was happening. Now at that time, it was extremely stressful. Not going to lie, it was not much fun. And a very difficult time for all of us here on the Big Rab Show. Now, at no stage throughout all of that did I think about pulling the plug. And for some reason, people just seem to get it in their head that that was it. You know, people believed this rumor as fact. I just don't get it. And I guess I can, you know, I'm very lucky. I have kind of a bit of a platform here over social media and, of course, on our podcast where I can tell you now, it's not over and we're still going. But a lot of people out there who are the subject of rumours and stories like this, they don't have a similar platform. Like, pipe bands out there can try and dispel rumour, but in the process of doing that, they actually make themselves look bad for paying heed to all the nonsense stories that are about. So, yeah, what happens as a result is that pipe bands remain silent. They just ignore it, it'll go away. But as a result, people who believe the rumour to be fact actually build up a resentment, a possible hatred, and have a tarnished view of that, either the band or the individual involved. So when hearing rumour and talking about stories in the bagpiping world, just remember, treat everything with a pinch of salt and remember that there are two sides to every story. That guy obviously heard I was pulling the plug on the Rab Show, and you could bet your house on it, that's Rab's last show. And he landed at my doorstep and I had to tell him, look, there's two sides to every coin. Yes, I am back playing again. There is a grain of truth in that. I'm back playing with the guys at North Texas and dang it, I'm having the time of my life. It's the best crack. I'm really enjoying it. But am I walking away from radio and podcasting and all that stuff? Hell no. Definitely not. So I think they're the worst kind of rumours. The ones that have a little grain of truth in there to kind of make it plausible. So I don't know, folks. As we're talking in our band halls in the evening now, as we're in this whole creative mode, construction phase as I call it, just remember that as you're talking about, oh, did you hear about our Mickey McFlynn who went from this band and he's going to join them boys? Ah, why is that? Well, he's bringing out a whole brand new collection of drone tuner doo-wackies. And these drone tuner doo-wackies only work in a certain brand of bagpipe. And that band plays that brand of bagpipe for his drone tuner doo-wackies. So many nonsense stories have just filtered through our email box this last while. And all of them come through to us as bona fide fact. Until you actually go and dig into the story and you find, no, it's an absolute waste of time. But guys, I have to tell you, as much as I urge you to be careful when discussing rumours and stuff, it is fun. Don't get me wrong, rumour can be fun. You know, it's great crack to sit in the band hall and you go, oh, I've got a juicy story for you. Guess what? He spilled his pint and then he hit him and then gave him a big black eye. Lethal. You know, stories like that help the pipe band world breathe. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, do err on the side of caution, especially, you know, when there's something particularly nasty being talked about and you're thinking, is there 100% truth in there? You know what I mean? Especially when they talk about Big Rab Show pulling the plug. No, sir. No, sir. Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Yeah. Anyway, I do figure it's worth talking about because as the rumour machine continues to turn, then the news machine can also continue to turn. Sometimes rumours do actually turn out to be fact. They do turn out to be truth. And then that's when the rumour spreader can tell you, nah, 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 told you so. So, fair enough. Yeah. Have I told you so scribbled all over my face? I'm quite happy. I don't know. Just when indulging in rumour, we always here on the Big Rab Show always like to fact check before we talk about it on the show. Now, whether that's a downside or a slant on us, perhaps it is. I don't know. But if anything, you guys can email us in your stories. Keep them coming in. We'll continue to do our fact checking and our own due diligence before we actually talk about it on air and stuff. You know, before we go out there to the great piping masses and tell them that this is actual fact and this is happening. So, yeah, we never like to report on rumour. We always kind of like to go on fact. So, keep the rumours coming. They certainly keep us entertained. Us and the Big Rab Show team, we love discussing them and saying, well, is this actually true? Has anybody else heard about this? You know, who has gone to this band and what's happening over there and blah, blah, blah. You know, send in your stories, points of interest, all of that. We love to see them. Keep them coming. BigRabShow@gmail.com. And, you know, if the rumour turns out to be fact, then we will be the first to report it here on the show. And that's what it's about. Do you know what I mean? We'd like to try and keep the pipe band world moving along as it seems to move on its own quite fast. So we are just doing our best to keep up with it all. Anyway, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in this week. Next week's podcast will be the Big Rab Show Awards! Awesome stuff. Dead excited for next week. If anything, you want to be tuned into our Fuse FM Ballymoney radio show next week because we will be announcing them all live over there on Fuse FM. So wherever you're listening to this right now, be sure to tune in to Fuse FM Ballymoney on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. UK time, so you can work out the difference wherever you are internationally. And tune in, thebigrabshow.com. There's a little little tab on our website there saying listen live. Just click on that and it takes you straight to the radio station and you can listen to the Big Rab Show live. We have 2 hours worth of a real special show to bring you this week. The announcement of the Big Rab Show award winners is always a special show and always draws quite a large audience, and we want you guys to be a part of it, the podcast listeners. So tune in to Fuse this week as we announce the winners live on air. Next week's podcast, we'll be going through all the winners in each of our categories. And yeah, I'm dead excited. Some of these categories are just wafer thin between first and second. It's incredible. So, like I said, voting is still open. Closes on Sunday the 6th of October. So go along now, thebigrabshow.com before voting closes. Also, don't forget our special promotion with the Piper's Dojo. We've been getting notifications saying that actually quite a number of you are signing up at the Dojo at the minute. So don't forget, use our special promotion that we have over there. We have a $1 test drive of Dojo Premium. So for $1, you get 30 days worth of Dojo Premium. You know, to go along, take it for a spin, and trust me, I know that you guys will love it. All right. I'm a drummer, but I'm a wannabe piper right now. So who knows? I may also be signing up to the dojo as well. So there you go. BigRapShow.com/dojo, where you can take the premium membership for a test drive for just $1. And after that, if you like it, great. Can continue your membership and all that sort of stuff. But if not, hey, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You know what I mean? It's not for you. But I guarantee you will find something on there, on Dojo U, that you would find useful and certainly help your playing. So if you want to get better, then head along. TheBigRapShow.com/dojo. Okay. In other shameless plugs then, don't forget to check out our Patreon page. We've actually got some new Patreon supporters this week. So hello to our brand new Big Rap Show faithful. Yeah, our Patreon faithful is growing. So thank you, everyone. By clicking support on our Patreon page, you do get your hands on tons of extra stuff. There's episodes of Rab Show Plus over there and tons of stuff that would never see the light of day anywhere else, be it on the podcast, on our live show, on Fuse, anywhere at all. It's just exclusive for Patreon subs, so definitely go along and check that out. Like, there's little exclusive video clips, backstagey things with Fred Morrison, and so much awesomeness. I don't want to spoil it all, but go and check it out. The Patreon, Big Rab Show on Patreon, and each click of support really does mean the world. Anyway, and also, shout out to everyone who's been buying Big Rab Show merch this last while. TheBigRabShow.com has a full selection of Rab Show merchandise, where we have t-shirts, hoodies, hats, towels, anything you can stick a Big Rab Show logo on. And it's been doing quite well this last while. So thank you to everyone who's been buying stuff over there. Each purchase of Rab Show merch does help support the show, and we're getting a lot of really positive feedback on the merchandise. We kind of changed our merchandise this past year, and we've upped the game. The quality is so much better, if anything. The first run of stuff that we managed to do with our merchandise supplier was okay. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't bad. But we've certainly upped the game as far as the quality stakes are concerned. The hoodies are a lot heavier and a lot softer. Real kind of heavy grade kind of hoodies are lovely, especially for the winter months coming in. And also our t-shirts as well are, they're not printed anymore, they're embroidered. We are also selling the printed ones as well, but we have upgraded our ones, t-shirts. We have red and black with the embroidery on them, plus we have G1 on the arm and everything. They're very cool. Real well worth looking at. Head along to thebigrabshow.com, click on the shop icon, and just have a quick browse around. And we're also selling stuff for kids. Now, I did mention this, that there was a hoodie that went out for a six-year-old not too long ago, and it was very, very cute. It's very exciting. So, you can go along, BigRapShow.com, pick up your merch by way of a shameless plug. Now, before I finish this week's podcast, I want to give a very special mention to Mr. JD Ingram. JD, the absolute legend, travelled over here to sunny Ireland for a bit of a wedding. Actually, so he was here in the Emerald Isle, and just before he went home, he decided I have to call up and check in with Big Rab. So he gave me a message on Facebook saying, "Hey Rab, I'm in your country." Well, not really, but I might drive for like 4 hours to come and meet you. Do you want to come and meet up and we'll go for a pint? I said, of course I'll go. So yes, me and JD, we managed to meet up, have a good pint of Guinness and a plate of chips and stuff, and have the crack. It was great to meet up with JD. So, JD, thanks for making the journey, mate. It was great to meet you. And, we were in the bar there in, the village of the Moy, actually. In the bar, and the pair of us were wearing Big Rab Show t-shirts. And I'm sure the barman had no clue what was going on. The barman was a bit of a character, actually. He was good crack. It was awesome to meet up with JD and your beautiful wife as well. It was just the best crack hanging out with you guys. Thank you so much for making the journey. And if any of you guys listening to the show right now would like to, say you're over here at any stage and you'd like to just meet up and say, "Hey, Rab, I'm in your country, you know, it would be cool to meet up and say hey," then give us a shout. You know what I mean? And I'll do what I can. You know, it would be kind of random, but awesome at the same time. So there you go. Grand. So shout out to JD. Hope you had a safe journey home, mate. And it was great catching up with you. Really, really cool. Anyway, that's it. I have to head out the door. That's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Next week is the Rab Show Awards. Yeah! Also, we are looking at how to survive a championship weekend in the United States, and I really want your hints and tips. So email me, bigrabshow@gmail.com. I would love to know the, you know, points of interest, things that I should really check out, bits that I should possibly avoid, and, you know, maybe don't do this because, you know, I don't know, it'll give you serious indigestion or something. I don't know what's in front of me. But, yeah, if you guys have any hints and tips at all about getting through the Stone Mountain Highland Games and all of that kind of awesomeness, then I really want to hear from you. Help me maximize my time in Stone Mountain. I'm depending on you guys. Email me in, bigrabshow@gmail.com. All right, that's me. I'm at the door. Sticks back in my arm. Let's go. Okay, I'll see you all next week. All the best. Well, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Thanks so much to our sponsors, G1 Reads, played by bands around the world, including our current world champions, Inverarian District. Don't forget to check out thebigrabshow.com for all of your merch and to be kept up to date with all the news, views and chat throughout the week. Also, check us out on Patreon and become some of the Patreon faithful for loads of extra content for just $5 a month. Until next time, guys, thanks for checking out the Rab Show podcast, and we'll see you all next week. All the best.